I could have been the next Louis C.K., just like pulling my dick out and showing, forcing it on women.
Oh, God, Louis.
Jokes for days, kid. Jokes for days.
Welcome back to the Tomahawk Show. I'm your host, Shane.
And I'm your host, Dalen. And we're here today with you to discuss our experiences in the film and music industry.
Tips and tricks in audio and video.
What's new and exciting in the tech world.
And sometimes, just some random funny shit. So keep coming back
and stay tuned.
Because it's all about to go down right now.
What's going on, my natives? It's your man, Dalen, here, and I'm back with Shane the Cumstain Alleyway for another episode of the Tomahawk Show.
Fuck
cheers,
you,
bro.
Man, cheers. The Cumstain Elward? What the fuck?
I didn't, that's all you're thinking about.
You're running out of ideas, clearly.
6 episodes in and I'm already bone dry.
Guys, welcome back to the Tomahawk Show. It's a beautiful Friday afternoon here in Calgary, Alberta, where the snow has finally melted. And there is sun outside. I can see brown grass.
That's just awesome.
It's says the guy that's over in like Miami fucking sitting on a yacht.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was sitting on a yacht 2 days ago, private jet yesterday, and it sounds like I'm blowing smoke, but I'm totally not.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
We can talk about that later.
Yeah, anyway, so thanks for coming back, joining us for episode 6 of the Tomahawk Show. So we're going to do the same thing that we did last week, where we're going to have 5 minutes to talk about each subject. There's going to be a timer that's going up the screen. And then once we run out of time, we have to move on to the next subject. So we got a few different topics today that we're going to go through. Some tech stuff, some music stuff.
Digging it.
So I guess let's just kick it off. You ready? Okie dokie, artichoke. Topic number one. Instagram has finally, or I guess it was like 2 weeks ago, they were talking about launching this, and now it's officially launched. They have a download your information feature. So, I guess finally they're letting you. I think we've all said it. Like, oh man, like imagine like Instagram or Facebook shut down one day and you lost all of your photos or something like that. You know, that would suck.
Nightmare.
Like, that's the only have any of those photos.
Mine goes back to like 2011. I was in school still at VFS, so I mean, definitely 2011. And like, I don't have those pictures anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
I have most of them.
And
not all of them.
So what they did, and I think this came along with all the Facebook bullshit that's been going on and the privacy acts and stuff like that. So I guess if you go into your Instagram and you go into your privacy settings, there's a data download button now. And when you click that, it'll download all of your pictures, all of your posts, all of your stories that you've, I guess all of the stories you've uploaded must be like...
No, it's got to be like your story highlights, because you could save those, but the stories disappear.
Yeah, maybe. I'm reading here, it says photos, videos, archive stories. Okay.
Yeah.
And then even comments and messages and likes and searches and everything. Like.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what it says here. So I don't know if it's just like a big zip file or something.
That's got to be. I mean, if it's, didn't you say the point of it was to like be able to go to another platform if you wanted to?
That's what they're saying is like now with 800 million users or whatever it is they have, that they don't need to lock you into this thing anymore. You know what I mean? It's like you were locked into Instagram. You could never leave because all your shit was there. But they're like, I mean, they have people are going to want to stay. People want to stay on Instagram. You know what I mean?
Where are you going to go?
Exactly. So it's like, at least give people the option, and it just makes you look like a better, more trustworthy company. And I think that's kind of what they're doing.
Of course, yeah, but I mean, after all this time, like, you know, they were kind of in competition with Snapchat or whatever, and then Instagram came out with stories, and I haven't even heard much of Snapchat lately.
Yeah,
they, like,
exactly.
They, killed that app, and it was huge, but
people
Snapchat was... The feeds were... Like, there was no feed in Snapchat. It was, like, chatting, not feed, like, you know.
Yeah, people are definitely still using Snapchat, but yeah, this new data download, and I guess they've released it on Facebook as well. So I guess if you go onto your Facebook, you go to the top right, that little drop down arrow, and you go to your settings, right in your settings, there's a download a copy of your Facebook data button. And then you hit click start my archive, and then it goes and it starts downloading. I guess these downloads now can take from hours to days.
Dude, I've changed my Facebook account, but You've had yours since high school. That's 10 years ago.
Yeah. If they archived
that's
everything.
That's 10 years of data. Like, that,
yeah.
Like they definitely
would,
did.
It would take a long time to download all of that shit. But you, I mean, it's cool that you're, it's allowing you to do it, but at the same time, it'd be kind of creepy to like go back and be like, holy fuck, all this shit is just stored on Facebook since 2000 and whatever, 7.
But doesn't that kind of freak you out, though, that if you can do it, can't someone else
probably
get into that thing and steal that shit? Like,
well, I think that's the whole issue, right? And, like, with the, yeah. But anyway, it's a cool little thing, and it's sweet that they're offering that. And, I mean, it's funny that they're saying, like, oh, we're offering it to you. If you want to leave, you can go to another platform. But like you said earlier, where are you going to go?
There's no, like, Instagram. There probably won't be a photo sharing app that competes with that. I don't see it. Maybe. It'd have to have some crazy, like, you know, advantage, which I don't see happening anytime soon.
Yeah, it says that what it is the tool launch, it's necessary for Instagram to comply with the data portability rule, which is a privacy law that goes into effect May 25th. So they didn't have a choice, I guess. It was a law. But it says Instagram has become the dominant image sharing social network with over 800 million users. It shouldn't need to lock up users' data in order to keep them around, which is totally
true. Yeah, that's
true.
So true. Completely true. But I mean, like, Facebook owns them now too, and they're under all that heat. So like, that definitely is all tied together. But
oh, for sure.
You know, they have nothing to worry about. It's not like 800 million people are going to pack up their shit and leave. You know.
Well, yeah.
There's no way. I would never abandon my Instagram account. No way.
It'd be interesting to see how many people actually go and download their data. I would be interested just to do it, just to see how fucking long it would take.
I would like to have it just because, you know, one thing I always thought about is like, what if it crashed and never recovered and everyone lost everything? At least now you have the option to back it up.
Yeah. I mean, if Facebook ever crashed, which I don't think it ever would, but if it ever crashed and everybody lost everything, I wonder how many people would actually go back.
That's true.
All
we're
the time.
Out
we have
of
to
time.
Talk about that. But yeah, I'd be curious. It's kind of like when like your town burns down, like Fort Mac, you know what I mean? After it burned down, a lot of people decided not to go back. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
If like Facebook burned down, but then it came back and everybody had to start over, how many people would actually go back? You know?
That's so true. Yeah, yeah. We should talk about that sometime. We both weren't there for it.
The fire?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a thing to talk about.
Okay, but we got to move on to topic number 2. What are we talking about here?
BLIN to the K, 180.
All right.
Topic 2.
Some music. Yeah, we figured we'd bring this up. So, Blink 182, if you can even really call them that anymore. I mean, it is two out of three of the original members, but...
Blink 181.
they just announced a Las Vegas residency, which is kind of cool.
That's sick.
So, I mean, like, I don't know who else has done that. Like, newer artists, I know, like, Bruno Mars, Britney Spears, Pitbull, like, and then Lady Gaga. But then, like, classics like Cher and Elton John's been out there for, like, fucking ever, which would be the coolest thing to see. I would love to go see Elton John fucking play.
Oh, man.
Vegas.
He'd bring out Eminem.
That would be sick. That was like the coolest fucking performance ever back in the day.
Yeah, he saw the blonde hair and everything, and I just remember being a kid watching it, being like,
"Well, that was a huge." Just, it was the huge statement that Eminem asked him to do with him, because he was like, "Because how obviously homophobic he sounds in all of his songs and stuff." But he's like, "I'm not actually homophobic. I have nothing against gay people. It's just how I'm just really abrasive with what I say." So he was like, "Do this song with me and get me a hug," and they hugged at the end, and everybody was like, "Oh my god, Eminem's not a hater."
And it's so funny because like I was gay listening to him grow up, and I was like, I knew he wasn't, I knew it, but everyone else blamed him for it. But that's off topic, anyways. But
yeah, so they're doing a residency in Vegas at the Palms. Yeah, the Palms. He said, "Well, when the Palms asked us to do a residency in Vegas, we said absolutely. Now we just gotta cast our showgirls, create our set list, and have a true Vegas classics with Sinatra. Maybe we can even marry someone on stage." So I think they're calling the show "Kings of the Weekend," which is one of the songs off their newer record, California, which was mediocre at best, but
not the best.
I mean,
album,
when it first came out, I listened to it a bunch, and I think I kind of forced myself to want to like it. Like, I have an old, like, 1993 Blink 182 tattoo, like the old school bunny rabbit from like the, you know, early 90s.
Yeah.
So, But yeah, they're doing this tour. It's going to be 16 dates, starting on May 26th, and then it's going to run on select weekends through November 17th. So it's only 16 dates residency, which is quite a short residency. People do years in Vegas.
I mean, Britney's been there forever.
Yeah, and I think Elton John's been there forever, too.
But couldn't you just imagine doing the same shows for, like, ever? Like, that would suck. I mean, you get paid bank.
That's the thing, like, is, like, that's why people do it, because you make such a fucking killing, and they're tired of touring. They don't want to tour anymore. And they live in a nice house in Vegas and just, you know what I mean, a nightly, just go play that one set. You don't have to, you know, be on a tour bus or jets. Like, you know, it's a very relaxing...
Sleeping in shitty beds.
It's a relaxing way to end your career, I feel like.
So, hang on, residency, like, they live in a house or they live in the hotels?
I guess they probably live in the hotel. They probably live in, like, the nicest suite in the hotel.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah, because when you said that, when I heard residency, I'm like, do they get them a dope house? But, I mean, it would make more sense for them to stay in the hotel they're performing at.
Yeah, and then, absolutely, and then just walk, go down the elevator, like, elevator opens, like, right out of their bedroom, and they're just, like, singing.
They're in their bathrobes, and they're immediately in hair and makeup.
It's like a little coaster that, like, picks them up and just takes them the whole way.
And speaking on this, too, the residency thing, like, Pitbull, I've never been the hugest fan of him. Like, he really got a residency deal in Vegas? Like,
I guess
don't think
so.
He's that. I don't think he... I never considered him to be that tier of an artist.
I'm not into it at all. I mean, I understand Cher. I understand Gaga. I understand
Britney. I understand Britney.
I understand
all of them, but
I understand
Pitbull,
Bruno Mars, too. That makes sense. Like,
he puts on a show. Yeah. I saw him at Squamish Fest. He's a great performer.
And then, obviously, the classics and stuff like that, like, all make sense. But, yeah, it's kind of weird Pitbull being in there with
all them. It's like, they're all, up, you know, like, Pitbull, he's, like, a featured artist.
Yeah,
on, like,
but I guess...
DJ Khaled's albums or some shit, like...
If you guys do go check this out in Vegas, just remember, it will be Matt Skiba from Alkaline Trio playing in Tom DeLonge's place, where Tom DeLonge has not been in the band now for quite some time. I mean, he signed off to even, like, allow this to happen, I think, though, because, I mean, he owns one-third of Blink, so, like, if they didn't want him to play, oh, and we are out of time again.
Just like that.
Just to end it off really quickly. Yeah, I mean, he must have, like, they sing, like, all of his songs that he wrote, too, and they still, like, they didn't cut those songs from the set list, right? But he's out searching for UFOs and doing, like, weird, crazy shit, so we can
You're saying that.
He does a bunch of stuff, but, like, he's doing some really cool stuff, but he's, like, he's really out there, but we'll have to talk about that another time.
But, according to our next set list here, we're going to be talking about the 1,000 kilometer per hour Hyperloop Dual Rail.
The Hyperloop.
So, that's just crazy, right? I mean, the thing that we were talking about was between Calgary and Edmonton, because, you know, that's where you live now and that's where we're from, is Alberta. But we've done a little bit more research into it, and I mean, if we did the math, I think it was to get from Calgary, where you are, to here, South Florida, directly, it was, what, 3 hours that they built one direct?
Yeah, like, if it was,
like, that's
possible.
Crazy.
Like, I don't think they would ever build one that long, but just so you know how fast this thing's going, like, I think they're saying, like, some articles are saying 1,000... or this is 1,000 kilometers, I guess it's saying, right? Yeah, so it's 700 miles an hour. So for those of you that don't know...
To put this into perspective, I drove from Calgary to here, and I did 3 16-hour days to get here.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, and that's far.
So,
that's far.
I mean, and it's saying, like, this Hyperloop that they want to build from Edmonton to Calgary, that's about a 3-hour drive, and they're saying that it'll get you... it'll get you there in, I don't know how long it said, like, fucking 20 minutes or something like that. So they're like, people can easily live in Calgary and commute. They're saying, so the other one is from Cleveland to Chicago in under 30 minutes. So that's 550 miles apart from each other. And they're saying, you can go there in 30 minutes. So you can easily commute. And, like, and they're talking about, like, you can live in Cleveland and work in Chicago, or the same goes for building one from Van to Seattle. Like, you could work in Seattle and be home in time for dinner.
But imagine, like, even, like, somewhere like Fort Mac, you know, people that take those diversified buses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could get to site in, like, 5 minutes, you know?
Oh,
those people that
fast.
Are stuck in traffic after work hours forever, you know, all that's cut out of the picture. If it ever you know, this is definitely like a big, this is going to replace like the SkyTrain or something from Vancouver. It's probably not going to be like a micro or it's a small city like McMurray.
Yeah, well, I don't think it would replace like a SkyTrain just because that's, it wouldn't go such short distances. Like, you're on this thing, it's, you're going to be on it until it gets far away. Like, I don't think it'll
be. Yeah, it's not like 700 miles an hour.
Yeah, so
your face is peeling back.
Just to explain it a little bit, so the Hyperloop, it's a vacuum sealed tube. So there's separate cars in these tubes, and the tube goes in, or the cart goes in the tube, and they use vacuums to suck all the air out of it. And I guess what this does is it creates like its own sky, so that when it's since there's no air in there, that when it's traveling 700 miles an hour, you don't feel it. So that people are comfortable in their seats. You don't have that, you know what I mean? It doesn't even feel like you're moving at all.
When there's no, like, resistance either.
Yeah, and that's, I think, so it simulates, like, when you're flying and you're ripping through the sky, you don't feel like you're doing anything, really, right? You just feel like you're in a room.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're not, like, stuck
yeah.
back. You're going really fast, but, like, yeah.
So they say, and then it's all run with magnets, and magnets make this cart levitate in the tube. So the cart is actually floating inside the tube, not mm-hmm. touching anything, and it levitates, and then it is supposed to gain, it's supposed to be the most energy efficient thing, and it's the first new form of transportation in 100 years.
That totally makes sense, man. I mean, even the SkyTrain is based off like the train, you know.
Yeah,
it's even got train in the name. But I remember you showed me that video too where it talks about, like, you know, how, what was that, like the magnetic field for like electric cars, it's circular, and the magnets are what make it spin in a circular motion, but this is not circular, it lays flat.
Yeah, it's so linear.
It just pulls you straight down, you know, instead of like being, you know, it's crazy.
It is really cool. It's an idea that Elon Musk came up with, and he invented the idea, but he's got so much fucking shit on the go that he was like, he did mm-hmm. like this open press conference, and he like showed it all, and he was like, this, he's like, this is Hyperloop, this is the future, I don't have time to work on this, I got way too much shit on the go.
Here you go.
Yeah, and he's like, anybody that wants it, grab it, and people jumped and grabbed at the chance. I was reading an article, I guess a guy that originally worked for Hyperloop got fired, or left, or something like that, and he's already starting a competing one against Hyperloop.
Mm. It's like the Lyft to Uber.
Exactly.
You can try. And, oh, just like that, we are out of time.
And we're out of time again. Yeah, I think you could talk about Hyperloop for fucking days, to be honest, but...
Yeah, like, it's a crazy concept, and you know what? Hopefully we see it in our lifetime, but who knows? I mean, it all moves so quickly nowadays, right?
Yeah, it's super cool. I hope it does. I want to invest in it if it does. I mean, I think it'll be the next 10 years, maybe. Like, I can't see it happening that fast. Like, I read something that Dubai wants to have one built by 2020, which seems unrealistic to me, but...
Maybe if it went, like, 10 blocks.
But Dubai... Dubai's
like, next level, though, from what I heard.
That's what I hear, too. You're next level, you fucking loser.
Shut up. That's what I hear from all these rappers that go there. I went to Dubai, oh my. That's the sickest line I ever heard.
Yeah, who's that? Fucking designer?
The Game.
Oh. I don't mind The Game. That's,
no.
I'm okay with The Game.
I love The Game. Yeah. That's pretty, yeah. So, next topic, which is recording technology, MXL's podcasting setup.
Right. I just saw this on the internet, and I figured we would briefly bring it up. I don't know if I have, like, 5 minutes of material to talk about it, but, yeah, it's this MXL VPS bundle. So it's, like, for podcasters, you can buy, like, a solo one or a duo one if you have two, like, if me and Dalen, like, lived in the same city or something like
Dalen
that.
Dalen and I.
Okay. So what this thing comes with an MXL BCD live dynamic microphone, which is like a radio mic. It's kind of a knockoff of like an RE20, which would be like the premium mic that you would want. Comes with a boom stand similar to what Dalen uses. Comes with an HD camera, 1920 by 1080p, with interchangeable lenses, which you said is kind of unique, right?
That's definitely dope. Every webcam I've ever seen is just one lens. It mm-hmm. doesn't have interchangeable lenses. Like, that's definitely really cool.
That is cool. I mean, I guess you would probably... I don't know how many different styles of lenses they have, but that does... It's kind of a cool option. Comes with a mic pre and a USB hub.
Well, I mean, it's super dope. Like, if, let's say, for example, you're by yourself, like me right now, I'd put, like, a little bit longer lens, so it's tighter just on me. But if there's two of us sitting at a desk, I put a wide angle on
yeah.
at the same distance and capture everything, and, you know... you're not going to lose quality by, like, you know, pulling it back really far, or, like, you know, trying to digitally zoom in afterwards or whatever, because this one's really wide, but I'm stuck with it.
Yeah.
But we only show half the screen, so it works anyways.
Yeah, that's the thing. And, like, I don't know if there's the only way we could... We should, like, eventually do, like, a fucking VR thing.
Where people can just lie in bed and, like, get consumed by our content.
Like, people give any fucks.
Right. But what's good about this, though, too, though, is that, like, I don't know, and I didn't see this happening in this order, but podcasting, specifically, but, like, audio has taken such a huge rise in online content. Like, it was always about, like, photo and video. Video took a big rise online lately over the last few years, especially like Netflix and stuff. But now, for some reason, it's all people are going to audio because they're like, people are consuming more audiobooks and podcasts while driving and exercising and stuff than ever before. And people saw like a direct link with people's fitness and their health, and more people are more health conscious now than ever before because of Instagram models and all that stuff promoting it. And while they're exercising, people are starting to consume valuable content, like learning stuff, instead of just listening to music. So it's been going up and up, and like that's why I wanted to start this, and good thing we started together. But I mean, for someone that doesn't know anything or really just wants to start off, this is like the perfect option for them because they can just literally buy the kit, get everything they need, and have everything they need to start. And it even shoots video, so they don't even have to worry about a camera.
For sure, yeah, it offers everything. I guess it doesn't come with a video software, but I watched a little video on it, and they recommend this one that they also make. You have to buy it separately, but that gives you the software that you can kick it off with. And then, I mean, the camera has USB 3, it's got the mic pre. It looks like a pretty cool thing. I don't have a price point on it here that I'm looking at. I can't imagine it's that much, though. I mean,
I can't see it being more than like $300 tops. I mean, maybe $200.
It's hard to say.
I don't know. Are the mics valuable? I don't know the mics at all.
MXL can be pretty cheap. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I think they probably have some expensive stuff too. I only ever owned one MXL microphone. It was a condenser. I think I paid like $200 for it. It looked really flashy, but it, you know what I mean? Like, it like looks like it's a $1,000 microphone when it's not.
Well, I feel like this is like a starting point for people. I don't think they're gonna like give you like dope mics. It's probably like a test starter kit, but
yeah,
who knows, right? And we are out of time. We pulled it off 5 minutes.
Nice.
All right, so the next topic of discussion is something that we have both been using a lot lately, which is Trello.
Trello.
And we've mentioned it before.
Trello.
Which is actually like the sickest app. And that's what I'm on right now. Like,
Trello.
This, right? I'm looking at that Trello, kind of mellow. Listen to Marshmello.
Yeah. Okay, tell them a little bit about Trello.
So Trello, is from what I heard from a lot of YouTubers and stuff, is sort of the way to replace like a whiteboard on like a digital workspace. So like, you get these things called cards and lists. So basically you create a list and it's full of all these cards, and inside the card you can type notes, add links, images, audio, voice capture, or whatever. You can give people permission to view it, you can send links, and basically you just like build like a project in these lists for everyone to view to keep your whole team in sync. So like Shane and I use it to keep our podcast content in order. Maybe you can elaborate on that a little.
Yeah, it's been super helpful. The way I kind of explain it, like you said, the whiteboard thing, I kind of like, it's like post-its, kind of. Like, it's like leaving post-its.
That's a good idea.
You
know
what I mean?
Yeah.
Something like, and like how me and Dalen don't live in the same area. Like, I can put episode 7 and then leave, like, create 7 sub parts underneath that, you know what I mean? So you can add topics, and like he can access it, I can access it. You can drag and drop photos into it, website links, and you know, and you can just fill up this board with a bunch of ideas, and everybody can add to it. And it seems like super informative, and I mean, it's been a great tool for us to use. Like, I had never even heard of it until you told me about it.
And we're using the free version, and like, for example, when I was editing this week, like I've had a really busy week, and thankfully Shane, you know, kicked it off and got like all the Trello work done for us, so he pulled all the subjects and everything, got it all in there, but I could read it and, you know, find the information I needed. But I also asked him too. I was like, dude, like when I'm editing, I need like photos for like the stuff that's popping up, like the Trello logo, wherever it is, when I'm done editing, like for me to get that to save me time in editing. He just saved that image to Trello so that I don't have to look for it. I can just download it right out of there.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's actually sick.
Yeah, it's a super handy thing. I don't know who the guys that invented it are, but I hope they're doing well for themselves. I don't know how popular of an app it is, but I mean, people must be using this thing.
Yeah, I know a lot of YouTubers, like, it, they give plugs because they, you know, they're like, oh, this video is sponsored by Trello and stuff. Because a lot of YouTubers use it, and I saw Roberto Blake using it. That's how I found out about it. And I was like, oh, it's actually so dope. And I was trying to use it. I was trying to achieve the same thing before using the note-taking app, Evernote, which is a great app, but it's really just good for notes. This is, like, there's, like, a structure to this.
Yeah.
You know?
I think this would even be good for, like, I mean, if you're shooting a film, say you're shooting your indie project and you got a team of 10, everybody has the same Trello account, so everybody can add stuff to it or whatever, you know what I mean? Keep everybody in the loop with what's going on, or, like, there's so many different ways you could use it.
It's, like, unlimited, because even, you know, we have our different episodes and what we're going to talk about, then there's even, like, our first interview, the questions we're going to ask the first person. Then there's another section where it says, oh, Shane needs to make, when we first started, Shane needs to make the intro music. Dalen's got to fix this for the intro. Make this logo. And, you know, do this Facebook cover photo. And you, like, add all these different things. And you can see it all, like, at a glance. You know, it's like you're looking at a whiteboard or post-its or whatever.
Yeah, it's really cool. And, like, just touching a little more on Evernote, which is, like, yeah, like the other note saving. So you download Evernote, and instead of using your notes app on your phone, you use Evernote instead. And Dalen also introduced me to that, and I mean, I wish that I swore by it, because there's been so many multiple times where I've lost my cell phones. I was really bad at, I'm surprised I've had this one for so long and it's, like, not broken or anything, but, like, back
really there's a surprise
but, like, back in the day, I fucking would go through phones like crazy, and I would always lose phones, and
all
my notes,
and
like,
notes.
Yeah, lyrics and songs. And there was a point where I was, like, writing a lot of comedy, and I wanted to, like, make a collection of jokes that I thought were funny. And I was, like, you know, and I was on a roll, and I was, like, working on this for, like, 3 months, and I had all these jokes, and I lost my phone. I lost all the jokes that I'd written, and I honestly never even went back to it. I was like, well, that's my comedy career gone. Like,
over, right?
Over. Never went but, back, like, to it.
I've used Evernote since VFS. I have everything VFS taught me in every class all saved.
Yeah,
I have
crazy
voice notes of all my teachers. Every time they would draw diagrams on the whiteboards, I took pictures of it. It's all saved in there. So if I ever run out of, like, internet content, I'm just going to, like, start teaching VFS's curriculum to the internet.
We're out of time, but just think, if I never lost that phone with all those jokes, I mean, I could have been the next Louis C.K., just, like, pulling my dick out and showing, forcing it on women.
Oh, God, Louis. Oh,
jokes
Louis
are days,
right,
kid. Jokes
with...
are days.
Oh, that's, like, what's his name? He just got convicted.
Cosby.
Bernie Sanders. Yeah,
Bernie said. Yeah, but they're saying that he'll probably never actually spend any time in prison.
I doubt it.
Yeah. And he's 80. He's going to die soon anyway, that fucking old slug.
He's like, fuck it, I'm out.
All right,
had fun.
We're out of time. What's the next subject?
Oh, yeah. Releases.
Upcoming releases. So I think this is going to be our last one, actually, for the evening. But we'll go a little over the timer. So upcoming releases, albums, movies, anything that anybody's fucking stoked on. I'll talk. Mm. What do you got anything to say on this?
Well, I would love to talk about Kanye some more, but can't do that right now. But I've been on YouTube, you know, every day, and all I keep seeing, and I think it's number 17 on trending right now, is this Venom trailer for the new Venom movie.
I watched it.
And people are, I mean, I thought the visual effects were pretty cool, where, like, the Venom mask was over his face.
Definitely, they definitely didn't fuck up that part. Like, he looks badass for sure.
But, like, the internet's bugging because they're like, yo, you can't have Venom without Spider-Man. Like, that's how apparently it came to be. It's like Spider-Man's dark half. How are you going to introduce this?
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to roll it out. I also heard a bunch of controversy of, like, in the trailer, the woman says something wrong. Like, whatever
she pronounces.
Yeah.
Whatever the black plasma shit is, she, like, says it with, like, a stupid accent. And they're like, no. And we're talking, like, comic book nerds.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, of course,
and they're like, we don't fuck with our shit.
Anytime it's a comic book movie, it's going to get judged so hardcore by that fucking community, and that fan base is so intense, right?
Under, like, a magnifying glass, and I mean, you can't blame them. Some of these people read these books when they were kids, and this is so long ago, right? Like,
yeah.
Gotta be, what, 30 years ago? I don't know, 40 years ago, maybe?
It does look cool, though. I like Tom Hardy.
And they even gave him flack for that, because he has an accent, I think, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think a little bit, but I think it'll be cool. I mean, I don't know. I'm so fucking sick of superhero movies anyway. anyway, man. They're pumping. It's like just every fucking day there's a new superhero movie. But I mean, I'll go check it out. It looks dope. It's the only the second R-rated superhero movie. Third. Wolverine was number. Deadpool was number one. Wolverine was number two. Venom is number three.
Really?
For R-rated superhero movie, like that from the Marvel universe or whatever, right?
I just watched the Deadpool 2 trailer as well, which is, I don't think it's that new, but I just watched it. So, there's Vancouver.
Yeah, all Vancouver, man. Like, when I was living in Van, you just see, like, Deadpool, like, stunt doubles ripping around on motorcycles and shit. You're like...
Yeah. I remember I was coming across the one of the bridges going back downtown past Rogers Arena, and I was like, oh, what? And I was driving past, and they had the upside-down SUV.
Yeah.
Where he, like, furls it, and it was already upside down. Then Deadpool, was Ryan Reynolds, was standing on top of it, and I was like, no way! just ripped by and went home.
I think, I mean, one of those stunt doubles died last year or whatever. And during filming Deadpool, they did it was a motorcycle stunt. It was a woman. She was dressed up in the Deadpool costume or something like that and did the stunt, and it went horribly wrong. I can't remember exactly what happened, but she died from
the stunt.
Yeah, from the stunt, which is pretty crazy.
That's insane. Hopefully they got their releases signed.
Yeah, obviously, I mean,
or else the movie never came out.
I don't know how often that kind of stuff happens, but it's pretty crazy.
I mean, it's so controlled. I mean, it's a stunt. You're kind of signing up for that, being a stunt person, but still, that's crazy.
The new Avengers movie, which I don't really care for that much anyway. I'll probably get flack for that because everybody's like, fuck the new Avengers Infinity War, I can't wait to go fucking see it. But I mean, it's doing insane, as it always does. It came out today, I think, like had a pre-screening on Thursday, and they're saying skyrockets to 225 million opening weekend.
That's pretty crazy.
So, like, it says that, should estimates hold, it'll be the second largest domestic launch weekend ever, trailing only a $248 million opening for Star Wars The Force Awakens in 2015, but finishing just ahead of Star Wars The Last Jedi.
I'm just so over Star Wars. I've been over that for 20 years.
Oh, no, man. The new Star Wars stuff is sick.
I haven't, you know what, I'm going to say this, and I said this in film school, I got so much flack for it, I've never seen any Star Wars movie ever.
You can't
ever.
Say shit, they're sick, dude, you're
ever.
An idiot.
I just remember being a kid and watching them, I'm like, okay, really, this is so unbelievable, I can't believe
they're sick,
it became unbelievable to me, I was like, I just don't buy it.
We're still
I didn't as a kid.
We're still out of time, but we're just going to keep going on about this Star Wars thing, because this is absolute bullshit. I brought
my
this... This is okay. For one, they still stand up to the time. Like for what they did, it looks really good for what they did. Now most of them have been remastered, so if you go back, like they've refixed the lightsabers and stuff, so they look cleaner, and like they've added some CGI and stuff to them. So most of them have been remastered. Now the one that came out in 2000 or whatever, which was the Phantom Menace, is like the biggest hated one ever, and like the CGI is like fucking terrible, and it's hilarious, but. It's like when CGI first got really big, so it just like looks like shit. But
Is that where they were like, in the desert and they had those like flying spaceships?
Yeah, it was like the most popular one. Like I think, well, in our era, because where we grew up, like a lot of people watched it. You know what I mean? But I think it's the most hated one, the lowest rated one ever.
Hmm.
Talking about people not watching fucking movies, you better have seen this one. At work the other day, I was talking about the movie the Back to the Future series.
Yes, I've seen that.
and the guy at work was like, oh, I've never seen those movies. Like, I've heard about them, but I've never seen them. And I'm like, and then I couldn't believe it. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? You've never seen Back to the Future? And I was like, man, that's like a staple. And I'm like, it's still great. I watched it not that long ago, and it was fucking amazing. And then I like went and asked like one of the servers, and I was like, Back to the Future? This guy's never seen Back to the Future. And she's like, what's Back to the Future? And I was like, what's Back to the Future?
Where do you work? At a preschool?
Fucking prison. That's just all lifers. They've been in there, and they were in prison before it came out, so...
Oh, that's so funny.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, they even, like, Nike made those shoes not that long ago. A couple years ago, I think 2015, like, they made the Autolay shoes.
The Marty McFlys.
If you... Dude, those are 15 racks.
Yeah, it's insane.
To buy. That's stupid, but they look so sick. Definitely. Oh, damn, look at that hair. Lack of dreadlocks. I like it.
Gone. Yeah, I look way more clean cut. I think it's better, though. Any other releases coming out?
Oh, so, kind of on the subject of of new releases, Meek Mill finally got released from jail or prison or wherever he was. He was, yeah, I doubt you know anything about this, but no, he was like
I've been all over the radio and stuff, yeah.
He was like falsely accused or something because he like popped a wheelie on a motorcycle and he got pulled over and like thrown in jail or some shit, and he's been in there for like, I don't know, months or a year or something, I don't know.
For popping a wheelie on a motorcycle?
For popping a wheelie on a motorcycle. And it's just because it's because he's black, apparently. And they just threw him right in jail and he's been in there. And he got out like today or yesterday or whatever. Must have been yesterday because I saw the footage today. He got out of prison or jail or wherever he was.
Yeah.
And went straight to like a basketball game and like, I think he like threw the ball in the air or something like that. And like everyone's like, yeah.
Crazy.
But, you know, a lot of the people like Hot 97 in New York City and all them, like they were like bugging and they were just like, man, we got to tell everyone this is wrong, and they really used their voice and their medium to like push the fact that it's like racist. It really was what happened to him.
Yeah, I saw.
And now he's out. So
I saw DJ Khaled talking about it briefly, and he was like, "Meek Mill's finally out, thank God." And he's like, "That was bullshit, all the stuff that happened." And he's like going off and off, and then he was like, "But," and he's like, "Yeah, it's like something about it being heat and all this shit." And then he was like, "But anyway, I'm off to the Bahamas," and they're like, "Nice. What are you gonna do in the Bahamas?" He's like, "Make sure I keep up with my Weight Watchers."
No, that's surreal.
And then he like said something inspirational and ended it with like, "Drink lots of water. Water's good for you." And then like, that was it. And I was like, the fuck just happened?
DJ Khaled is just so funny because like I've watched all these videos about him on the internet and everyone's like, "What does he even do? He's not a DJ. He's not a disc jockey."
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Apparently, he's just like, you know, has a good ear for beats and like finds good artists and like brings them together.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, totally. I mean, have you seen his sneaker collection or his son? Like his son has like just the most bomb sneaker collection. He's like a little kid.
Of course he does. Looking at some other upcoming releases, looks like Matt and Kim are releasing a new record May 4th, which should be kind of cool. The Vancouver punk band DOA is also releasing a record May 4th. Parkway Drive. Arctic Monkeys, Five Finger Death Punch, got some new albums coming out. Oh, Hoobastank.
That's mass for real.
Yeah, at Kanye West, June 1st. There you go.
Oh shit! Post Malone's releasing a new record on April 27th called Beer Bongs and Bentleys. That's gonna be sick.
I wish that I came up with a thing for this podcast so I could be like, for like, I'm your host Malone.
I'm your host Malone.
Yeah,
that's
but
actually sick.
It actually came from the trivia app.
Sounds like Workaholics.
It came from the trivia app HQ, and he always has like this fucking hilarious like Peter Quizgard, host Malone. Like the way he introduces himself is just fucking phenomenal every episode. It's great.
Have you listened to Post Malone's music? He's really sick.
I've heard some of it, yeah, I like it. Some of it's okay. I don't like the over auto-tune stuff, but
that's like everything, though. I saw Rockstar with 21 Savage. Oh, my God. Sick. I've been fucking a host of Papa Pilly's, but I feel like a rock star.
All right. Should we wrap this thing up or what?
I think we should, man.
All right. Thanks for fucking watching. Join us.
Thank you to Shane for coming up with all these subjects for this week. Thanks a lot, man.
Hopefully next week Dalen can come up with some stuff so you don't only have to listen to me blabbering on so much and Dalen can blabber on a little more.
I just had a busy ass week, man.
Yeah, no worries. But thanks for watching, guys. Tune in next week. We're going to have some new subjects, talk about some new shit. Hopefully it just keeps getting better and better and better. We appreciate you guys watching. Subscribe on Instagram. You can't subscribe on Instagram, but Dalen,
follow us on Instagram, subscribe on YouTube, like us on Facebook, leave us a comment in the description below, and please hit us up on Twitter at The Tom Morrow Show and leave us some suggestions that you would like for us to talk about in the next episode. So, we just wanted to say thank y'all for watching, and we'll talk to y'all later.
Peace!